You're trying to say made out like, but I would, yeah, I might have said that, but I would probably have said pretended, but I might have said made out.
Uh-huh.
Probably not. But
what about acted?
Acted as though he were going to hit him? Probably not. I think that's a little awkward.
Mm-hmm. And this part of my head is called my...
Your forehead.
And this is the...
Your hair?
And on a man, hair here would be a...
Beard.
And this is my...
Ear.
Which one?
Left ear.
And this is the...
Right ear.
And this whole thing.
Your mouth.
And...
Your throat.
Or the whole thing.
Your neck.
Any other names for throat?
No.
What about goozle?
No.
Did you ever hear that?
No.
And these are the...
Your teeth.
And one...
Tooth.
And the flesh around your teeth.
Your lips or your gums.
And this is one...
Hand.
Two.
Hands.
And this is the...
Palm of your hand.
And one...
Fist.
Two.
Two fists.
And a place where the bones come together.
Joints.
And on a man, this part of his body is...
Chest.
And these are the...
Shoulders.
And this is my...
Knee. Or your leg.
One.
Foot.
Two.
Feet.
And say if I get down in this position.
You're kneeling. Or you're squatting.
Uh-huh. Any other ways of saying that besides squatting?
Knee bend. Oh... Squat is what I would use.
Do you ever hear people say you're down on your haunches or hunkers?
Hunkered down? Yes, but I always think of that as something more Western, and are sometimes perhaps even more Indian people who use that as a regular posture.
Mm-hmm.
And when I do it, I'm just squatting down and it's something temporary. You know, to pick up something, to weed, to do something.
Mm-hmm.
Hunkering down sort of gives me the impression, and I think it's because it's mostly something I've read, that you're down there and that's the way you're going to stay while you're eating or you're doing something. That's
mm-hmm.
that's a normal position, for instance, like sitting down would be for me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know whether that's a correct impression or not, but that's the one I have.
And this sense,
but I wouldn't use it. I wouldn't say he hunkered down unless I were trying to write something. If I were writing a short story about a cowboy or an Indian, I might use
mm-hmm.
it. Only because I think of it in that context,
mm-hmm.
you see.
This sensitive bone here.
Shin.
And say if someone had been sick for a while, you'd say, well, he's up and about now, but he still looks a bit...
peaking.
And someone who's in good shape, you'd say he's big and...
strong.
What if he's getting a little bit overweight? You'd say he's...
husky, probably.
Okay. What about stout? Do you ever
stout. But, you know, stout almost always goes with a woman in a girdle or a corset. You know, isn't that
uh-huh.
funny? But I would think of a man as husky. And yet I would not say that a woman was husky.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever use the word stout talking about butter that was turning bad?
No.
And someone who's always smiling, doesn't lose his temper, you'd say that he...
Even-tempered.
Okay. Or if he's easy to get along with, you'd say he's what kind of person?
Oh, agreeable. Easygoing.
Okay. And someone like a teenage boy who's just all arms and legs.
Gangly.
What if he's always stumbling and dropping things?
Awkward anyway. Oh, maybe accident prone.
Okay. And a person who keeps on doing things that don't make any sense. You say he's just a plain
fool, probably, or
how's,
I don't know.
How does the word fool sound to you? Is that, how insulting is that?
Mildly, if any.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is something you can say to someone if you think what you're doing is foolish. Oh, you're a fool to do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
And the person wouldn't really get...
No.